probably just gonna be right back.
All right.
Have any votes on nothing?
Straight. No. All right, let's call this meeting order. We'll stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. Does anybody want to comment on the agenda? Nobody wants to comment on the agenda, okay. Okay, let's skip down to approval of the minutes for June 11th.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes for June 11th.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I had to go get a sandwich, y'all.
It's okay. Okay, approval of agenda for August 13th.
I make a motion we approve the agenda for August 13th.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Can we receive a report from the Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department, please?
Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. Didn't have a meeting for last month, but I went ahead and grabbed some numbers anyways. Month of June, we ended up with 50 medical calls. We had one of our residents pass, say goodbye to them. Ended up with 7 brush fires for the month. That was quite a bit. Month of July, 13 medical calls, 5 vehicle accidents. Ooh. Single vehicle, every one of you guys. Please slow down. I don't know what else to say on this. On the fire site, we ended up with 1 brush fire and then 1 non-structural fire. So don't believe everything you read online about that. There was some crazy stuff being said about the fires. Not sure. The 4th of July parade, I wanted to say thank you to Miss Amy Mesquite. I was asked to do the guy up front thing.
The grand marshal.
That was entertaining and just, man, it was hot this year. But I thank you for that, Charlotte. That was quite fun. Short of that, I really don't have a whole lot of anything. If anyone's got questions for me, yes, sir.
Were the solo wrecks rollovers?
A couple. And a couple more. Mm-hmm. And they were.
And I was told by someone who witnessed you in action that said your response time was lovely.
Well, we can only try. All right. Thanks.
A little education in those rollovers are very easily preventable.
Yeah.
Even if you're going too fast.
Speed is most definitely one of the biggest factors.
Okay. Can we receive a report from the Metro, please?
Sergeant Dean, Metro. I was on vacation most of the month of July. Thank you for not burning down town while I was gone.
Well, there were 15 fires.
That was June.
Oh, that's right.
For the most part, everything's intact, so I appreciate that. As far as I can't talk about rollovers, my guys have gone out to quite a few vehicle accidents themselves and say they responded on. But with those single vehicle crashes, almost all of them are either speed or driver inattention, which causes those. So just make sure you're having talks with kids and loved ones about when they're driving, stay out those problems. Those curbs can jump up on you. You get those tires off the pavement and on the gravel. They can grab you, throw you out of the direction. No fatalities, so I guess that's a silver lining. But there's always potential when you're going off the rail, especially going over the pass, for assault series. Another note, some of you may have saw the new side-by-side that I brought out. I just picked it up today.
Nice.
This bed has been in this parking lot, so hopefully we can change that coming up. For those of you who haven't heard or why we got this vehicle was obtained using grant funding from the State of Nevada OHV Commission. We received a grant to include some overtime funding to deploy the vehicle, to encourage OHV registrations. We're also going to be using the vehicle for we have a very large area. For those of you who don't know how far our area goes, we go all the way to State Line, Prim, McCullough Wilderness on the east, all the way to Nye County, Lovell Canyon, and Red Rock Canyon. So we have a lot of very remote areas, approximately 2,000 something square miles. So we do get a lot of search and rescue calls, so we'll be deploying that vehicle forward to assist us with that. And they're a little bit more maneuverable, a little quicker to get out of those spots that aren't big trucks. But also, as far as OHV registrations, if you have an OHV and you're using it off private property, they are required to be registered by law. You can do that through the Nevada OHV Commission. You can do all the OHV stuff, registration stuff, through the mail. However, you do need a VIN inspection. You can't do that at DMV. It has to be done at an OHV dealer, or it can be done by a law enforcement officer. Someone was telling me earlier that the constable was doing that. But us metro officers can do VIN inspections for your OHVs. So if any of you have OHVs, you're looking to get registered, and you just, that one thing is you don't want to trailer your stuff and take it into town, give it to me, or one of my officers will be more than happy to do a VIN inspection for you and point you in the right direction. But the vehicle's on display out there, and you're all welcome to come take a look at it.
How would someone reach you if they wanted to do an inspection?
You just let me know, and I'll grab you or one of my cops, and we'll get you through. I don't have my desk phone number right now. Unfortunately, I forgot to grab that. I was kind of early. But I'll bring it to the next meeting.
Okay.
We'll make sure I'll get you set up. I ask that you don't call 301. Not only will you wait on hold forever, but the dispatchers will go.
We don't do that.
We do. We do. But yeah, it's not normal response protocol. I'll bring my desk number for you. Give you a message, and I'll make sure I can get you a call. So, anyone else have any questions?
Christine, do you have any more
Christine,
questions?
Yeah,
Honey, when do we get to take our name?
After the meeting, I'll be doing donuts in the parking lot.
Having a burnout contest.
Strictly a training exercise.
Yeah. Since we don't have a donut shop out here, you'll come in the parking lot.
I should bring my donuts. Thanks a lot.
Okay, can we receive a report from the Sandy Valley Schools? What are we doing?
School started Monday. Everything went off with the pitch. We do have a new principal. Our other principal had to leave due to taking care of her child. It's a long drive. So we have a new principal. His name is Mohammed Haddafi. And he will look forward to meeting everybody next month.
Good.
And then, you know, we've got volleyball
stuff. So. You want to do volleyball? Talk about volleyball?
Right now?
Yeah, you can do that.
We're drawing Parks and Rec. I don't care which.
Yeah, we can switch to a report from the Clark County Parks and Recs. Go ahead.
Okay, so I hope you guys don't care. It's a little wet in here. They just carpet clean. So that's what all this is. Physicals this Saturday, the 17th, 10 a.m. here. They're free. Any child that thinks they're gonna play any sport, have them come down, bring a parent, sign the papers.
We'll also have a couple computers up here for those in high school that need to do the online registration, and we can help anybody out with that.
Also, the volleyball girls, we're gonna be selling ice cream or getting donations for ice cream.
When and where?
Here
at the community center during the
physicals. I don't know however long the physicals last, an hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours. We run out of ice cream, hopefully.
Okay.
Any questions?
Yes, what's the donation amount?
We're doing $2 a scoop, or $3 for a scoop.
Anything for her? Nobody? Okay. Move on to, do we have anybody
from
Valley?
First game. Our tournament is September
Saturday.
Do we have a full team here?
Where?
Yes. I mean, all the people playing.
Well, if you go by paperwork, no.
Okay.
But we've had six show up to play.
People playing?
Six, yes. We really need more girls.
We're working on recruiting out a little bit. And I think the girls are too, so.
Do you want to announce that's maybe? So are we?
Oh, I guess I can.
Yeah. We're doing fan cloth again this year, the volleyball girls are. It's all online. Electra has a flyer there. So the girls can send out a text or email with the link on it, and you just go online and buy it there, and you can check or enter the girls' name that you want it to go to. And I don't have to collect money, the girls don't have to collect money, and at the end, they just write us a check and send it to us.
Is that the only way you're doing it?
That's the only way we can do it. That's the way their company has set it up now. Is no, it's all online.
Okay, are we good? Okay. I don't know. Do we have anyone from Valley Electric here?
Nope.
No. Okay, receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services first.
All right. So we've got the park, we're continuing to have some problems with the splash pad, which I'm sure you all know. It's kind of a new system and a new drainage system, so they're working out the kinks. It sucks, I know. If the guys don't like it, we have to keep getting calls. But they're always trying to make it so it works and keeps everybody happy, because they don't. That's not a good reflection on their work, so they don't want it to not work. What else did I say? I don't talk about. It's been a long week. GB Sciences. I'll wait till the end of that. GB Sciences. The waiver condition was held again. It was held till September
18th.
18th, second meeting of September. They're having an open house on Saturday to share information if anybody's interested. Next month we'll talk about CDAC. It's Community Development Advisory Committee. It's people that go and listen to presentations from people who are vying for community development lot grant money from the federal government. So if that is something anybody's interested in, we'll talk about it more formally next month. But I've heard it's a really neat program to be a part of. That's how we got our park improvements. The $3 million improvements came out of the CDAC committee about 3 or 4 years ago. So if you're wanting to serve or get involved with the group, it's a good one. So finally, I have some really bad news. We've lost our Family Dollar store. Sucks. I bested my butt to make it happen, and it didn't. So, it's partly the developer, a little bit the developer. They never gave up on us, just so you know. It's so stupid to grind off Family Dollar. I'm so sorry. And it's mostly a lot of the county and our requirements for fire protection. We couldn't meet in the middle. It would require them to change the way they build their stores. And they're a big company, they don't do that. They don't do custom stores for different little places. So it did bring to light a bigger picture concerns about commercial development in rural areas. The problem was that to be able to protect the store, they have to have 1,500 gallons of water per minute for 2 hours. That's fire code, that's international fire code, which equates to 180,000 gallons.
Isn't that just for the county? That's a county law. That's not an international. That's a county.
It's not a nation law. It's not a state law. It's our county.
It comes from an international fire code. NFPA? Is it?
Yeah.
PA? So, yeah. No, the county didn't just make up that number. You can look it up online. It's national number. For counties that make people follow fire codes. In a way, it's really good that we're holding people to the same standards that any other building would be held to, but it's unfortunate that there wasn't some way to make it work. So we tried. Part of it is that they took too long in their permitting process, the developer. So they should have, if they had waited so long, we would have had more time to work it out. But they had waited too long, and that was on them. So it's a combination thing, but it has brought to light problems about developing in rural areas, because who's going to be able to build, we wouldn't want someone to build 180,000 gallon tank. I mean, it would drain an aquifer, you know, I mean, we don't want that. So there has to be some sort of alternative. So there is another developer that does Family Dollar stores, that approval is still good. So I'm going to reach out and see if he really likes me. So hopefully I can talk him into doing it. But if they're not willing to change the way their stores are built, the change of the store means that anything over 5,000 square feet kicks in these requirements. But if you had a concrete block wall that split it into two parts, then those are two smaller buildings that don't get these requirements. But then you can't have your storage room opening onto your store. So that's part of it. So I'm not going to give up. You guys know I live here. It affects me totally. I hate to go into town on the weekend when I don't have to. And I would love to have that resource here, especially in light of what's going on. So it sucks. It really sucks. But just so you know, I worked my butt off for this. I sat down with fire chiefs, I sat down with building department, I was researching fire codes on my own, and we just couldn't make it happen. So, yes.
So since that's an international fire code or whatever, and there's obviously other Family Dollars in Nevada, we drive all the way to Carson City.
Yeah, it's and, you know,
what do we know what they do to not have to...
Well, and that's what gets misleading about it, because like Indian Springs is getting one that's going to open in a couple months, but they have a water system, they have a private water system, but Indian Springs has hydrants, so when they need to fight a fire, they can hook up to a hydrant and there's a whole water source.
Gotcha.
So I thought the same thing. Well, when you start picking it apart, lots of places have water systems that you don't realize. Even Searchlight's a little tiny desert town, and they have a water system. So that's And it would be untenable for us to have water system. It would be crazy. And that's part of, I think, why we like living out here, because we are self-sustainable, but that's the problem. Yes.
I have a fire hydrant hooked up to my well, and I wanted to see if it was adequate. Mm-hmm. I put an inch and a half fire hose on it, fired a 60-foot stream out of it, and ran it for 8 hours straight without being able to run my well down. My well's only 120 feet deep.
Okay.
Why does it require the use of a separate system when a well can work just fine?
I approached that question as well, and I don't remember the answer on that. That was one of the many things. Couldn't this work? I don't think you can. I think the amount of pump you would have to have couldn't do that.
I have a horse and a half well.
Okay, well...
I'm just giving you and things to talk about and look at.
I understand this, and I had fire engineers helping me. We looked at this. Mm-hmm. Believe me, Family Dollar did not want to lose this project. Believe me, I mm-hmm. talked with the head of Family Dollar for the entire West Coast, mm-hmm. and it was supposed to have been killed a few months before because they had missed their deadline. This store had missed the deadline, and I was able to convince him to give them more time to try to work it out. It was supposed to be killed months ago. So I wanted this to happen. I tried everything. And if there's a way, and our fire chiefs were the fire plans check, they were trying to think outside the box. So it just
they might also put in a commercial well with a much larger pump would be a lot bigger.
It was a commercial well. The requirement was for a commercial. Yes,
okay.
For a commercial business, we have to have a commercial well. Yes?
Hi, not to change subject on the same thing as sprinklers. With the GB Sciences on that pot farm with all those greenhouses, are you required to put in sprinkler systems?
No. Well, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But I can tell you this came up talking about their building. That's a lot bigger than what was proposed for Family Dollar. And this came up as they were going through their review process. And for that size of the building, they had to put that concrete wall in. So that part of their design was to put a concrete wall, and it has to go, I think, 3 feet above the roof so the flames can't go over. So, so yeah, there are alternatives, and they did one of the alternatives. But for a retail store, dividing up like that doesn't work. I'll tell you this, I don't know the name right here, but this came up with the Pioneer Saloon. They were going to be required to do, if they kept things the way they were, you guys probably see some changes lately, their square footage added up to trigger sprinklers. And they would have had to do 180,000 gallon tank for the saloon. But if you guys notice, there used to be a canopy in between, a metal
now missing.
In between, and it's gone. Well, by removing that, it separated those buildings. That wooden canopy made it one big building, because fire would just go right across from one to the other. By removing that, it created enough separation that it kicked them out of requiring sprinklers. So there are ways to do it. So I think if Family Dollar maybe were more nimble or more able to, you know, go with make changes, maybe it could have been that way. I still think we would have been a great place for it, so maybe they'll reconsider. I don't know, but I'm not sure. I mean, it sucks. And I know there's all these people saying, oh, I knew it would never happen. And they were literally like 5 days away from something. I mean, it was that. So they did not give up on us.
And I know the plumber, and he was keeping you apprised.
It sucks. We tried. What if it were foam? What if it were made of concrete? What if it, you know, just, there's certain codes you can't get around. But, and here's the other thing, other counties don't adhere to codes as much, which is it. I'm going to say that, but there are counties. Mm-hmm. Nye County was approved for a very long time. You don't need a permit. Go put it up. Well, then, if it's got lights on fire, you may be in trouble. So, yeah.
Did the Pioneer did any laws change, or they just recently got, someone came in there and said, oh.
The Pioneer is a challenging site, and they had some code issues. So we worked with them to bring them into compliance, and they're still working on that.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Okay, we're moving on. Let's see.
Thank you for her.
We'll be back. Okay,
we don't have anything for planning and zoning. I don't think we have anything for general business. Anyone want to discuss anything for general business? No? Okay, let's move on to comments by the general public.
Okay, I also have Linda Levasseur's list of stuff, so this will be a little long. Gail Marie, with happening starting with this Saturday, 8 a.m. starts the pancake breakfast at the Senior Center. 8:30 to 10, happenings is again now on every third Saturday, hosting the community giveaway of clothes, toilet trees, and small appliances. It will just be right here along this wall outside, and Salvation Army comes and takes everything away to Vegas at 10:30 for what you don't want in Sandy Valley anymore. So that's good. And I've got a list of what they won't take. If anyone has any questions on that, it's too long a list. So, and then 10 a.m. in here, sports physicals for Sandy Valley School, along with the ice cream donations. Then 10:30, check-in begins at the Senior Center for the positive presentation, ages 18 and over, on GV Sciences on the NOPA property. And there's a lunch free for supporters. They're expecting 150 plus people to attend. Justin Jones, the commissioner, requested to see what the supporters had to say.
Well, that's not accurate.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, this is what I was told. I'm sorry. But, okay, and Channel 8 News is coming out, but Justin Jones said he was coming out as well, and he wanted to hear from more people in the community.
No, that's not accurate either.
Okay. What did he want to come out here for?
He's coming to attend the meeting because the meeting's being held, but he did not ask them to have a meeting.
Okay.
So just...
I
was not accurate about it.
Okay.
So that everybody's on the same page.
I'm just going with what I was
reporting. He's allowing them the opportunity to share information.
Okay. Very good. And let's see. And then
Oh, and also on August 17th. Oh, so that ends, they're hoping to end at 1. And that's everything is here at the park from 8 to 1. And then on the same day, BJC Arena is having a turn and burn barrel race that starts at 7 p.m. And Linda Levasseur asked me to share that Coffee and Donuts is August 19th, 8 to 10:30. August 31st is an indoor yard sale from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Senior Center. The center's closed for Labor Day on the 2nd, so no coffee and donuts that day.
Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Somebody has to write this all down.
I'll share my notes. I have to write it down.
All right, never mind.
Okay, September 6th is the potluck at the Senior Center at 1 p.m. without a meeting, no meeting. And they just got news to save the date for Saturday, September 14th. They're having a Q&A with Congresswoman Susie Lee. Anything you want to ever ask a congresswoman from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. also at the Senior Center. And food share will be August the 31st, and it will not be this Saturday. It got moved to last Saturday because of the physicals in here. So I think that was everything.
Okay. Anyone else?
Randy, there was a gentleman here earlier, he wanted to know if we could ask the county to look at the signs going through the pass and up the road. He said they're in really bad condition and he would like to see them fixed.
Okay.
I really would like to have more specifics.
Okay, he said every sign between here and going up the pass is damaged, especially the one that says no firearms.
No point in fixing that one.
Don't fix it.
Also, he said there's another curvature sign that used to have a speed limit sign on it, and that speed limit sign is now no longer there. So, he said if someone could address that, he would appreciate it.
On the very top of the pass, there was...
Yes, I know. Okay, all right.
Okay, duly noted?
Yes,
he's coming back. Okay. Go ahead.
Maybe you could get them to change that 35-mile-hour zone on Cherokee to a 45.
We started a website here at Sandy Valley called sandyvalleybuzz.com. And basically, a couple of months ago, one of these meetings, Megan made a really, really nice presentation about all the codes. You know, what you can do, what you can't do, stuff like that. And for the past 20 years or so I've been out here, there's always been a lot of rumors flying around. Well, if you're building a shed or a porch and it's over 120 square feet, you don't need a permit, you do need a permit. All this stuff is going to be listed on the website. So anyone who lives here in Sandy Valley, wants to move here, invest here, do business here, can look on the website and see all the county codes, all the rules, all the regulations. There won't be any more rumors and stuff. It'll solve a lot of problems with people, you know, getting nailed by code enforcement because they did something wrong. There's no excuse for it after they can read it on the website. So this will be like a public service thing, not political. It'll just, if you want to find out about putting in a 20 or 40 foot sea box or shipping container on your property, what you have to do by the code in order to do it. Not to later on have your neighbor call up and complain, and then you got to remove it, put concrete, whatever they require, you know? So this is going to go on, it'll have all the contact information, county representative, all the county commissioners, how to get in touch with them, their emails and stuff. Pretty much all about the CAC meetings, when they come up, the results of them, what the agendas will be. It'll be an interactive thing that will be updated every month. All right? I have a designer working on it. Megan's going to help. She's going to do all the county code stuff and everything. And I think this is going to be a really plus for Sandy Valley to eliminate a lot of problems and make it user-friendly to live here, work here, do anything. Yes.
Would you contact me when that's up and running and I'll give you the description?
It's under development now. We reserved the site. Everything's all done. My designer's working on it. I'm going to give Megan a list of stuff that we... Like, for example, you can live out here and not have to have your car smog tested. Okay? There's a lot of people, especially real estate agents, that don't even believe Sandy Valley's part of Clark County.
Right.
I've brought this up a number of times. I deal with them all the time, you know? So anyway, we'll have basically all the who, why, when, where, why of how living and surviving in Sandy Valley to eliminate all these rumors and stupidness and all that kind of stuff. And I think it'll be a great public service. I also started another website called, and this is also going to try to stay non-political, it's called Save Sandy Valley. And anything controversial that comes up, we're going to put all the information on there as well. Right now, we're under attack by pot farms, marijuana, cannabis, whatever you want to call it. Not just this one controversial one.
But it's not very political, right?
No, no. this is not political. I welcome new businesses here. I think that pot farms should be in Cincinnati, but not in the middle of a residential neighborhood. And you'll see when we make our presentation at the county commission is why. And this lady over here is allergic to it. My wife's allergic to it. We all live within 1,000 feet of it. End of story. All right? And this board turned them down. So we're gonna make a presentation all the way up to the state Supreme Court if we have to. Anyway, it's not just this one here. There's a lawyer contacted me. Another one wants to come in on Tuskegee. We got the one in front of the post office over there.
That is not marijuana.
Well, that's okay. It's still part of the same thing. It's not required to have a permit because it's hemp.
It is required to have a permit through the state.
Okay.
So,
all right.
You need to be careful with what happens.
Waverly starts to harvest it, and no one wants to go to that restaurant. We'll see what happens. Anyway, obviously, this is what this thing is all about. All this he said, she said, whether you need this, whether you don't need that. Sandy Valley is going to be known basically as the pot capital of Clark County. They're coming out here for a number of reasons. One is sun. They can build a greenhouse and not have to pay electricity and growing in the warehouse.
Hey, please wrap it up.
Okay. Anyway, those things like that. We just have to stay on top of it. Moderate. Have a nice balance. They're welcome to come out here, but there's places that are more conducive than others. Anyway, so that's it. But anyway, SandyValley.buzz should be a very popular thing and should really help. And if you read it, we'll have a thing on there for additions and comments and people, you know, we overlook something and people want to add things of that sort. But it'll be good. Fences, building codes, garages, any of those kind of things that people have always had their own ideas about will be spelled out there by the county codes, right?
All right, thank you. Anybody else? Nobody else wants to say? Okay, then I'm going to adjourn the meeting.
Sure. Well, I wanted to ask about the road going up. Has anybody talked about anybody?
I'm sorry, what?
Getting all the political people together, the local, for our road going out of here?
You don't need to get the political people together. We're working on it.
Are we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. Any news?
For years.
Yes, for years, and sometimes it takes years.
Yes.
Doesn't mean nothing's happening. But yes, I'm working on it, and I don't have enough.
I'm explaining to her that you've been working on it for years. She works hard at it. The federal government works hard at stopping it.
And that's not accurate either. You guys stop it. Come on.
No, I just wanted to know if there's any updates. That's all.
I don't have enough.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
That's all I got.
All right, let's adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
Do we have a...
I move that we adjourn this meeting.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Adjourned, meeting adjourned.
I'm sorry.
Bedtime's going to be late. This is not okay.
I'm going to shut that off.